It is Friday morning on Today FM, and a big day today for the world of agriculture, amongst other things, because Jeremy Clarkson is back with a new show. And yes, you've guessed it correctly, it involves Lamborghinis. Clarkson's Farm begins on Amazon Prime today, and the Lamborghini involved isn't a car at all, it's actually a tractor, and it's very big. Everybody agrees, actually, it's just a little bit too big, but it is a Lamborghini. And Jeremy joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Jeremy. How's it going?
Very well. How are you?
Excellent. Now, I love the show. I've watched two episodes of it so far. Number one, chapter one and chapter two. It's completely ridiculous, full of fun, soul, raw emotion, and it's hilarious. So congratulations.
Yeah, there's some funny bits in it, that's for sure.
I think mostly because of, and would you agree with this, your kind of uselessness?
Yeah, entirely because of my uselessness. I've never been shouted at quite as much as I have for the last 2 years. So I've been, well, I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
They get up and even my 21-year-old tractor driver, Caleb, just shouts at me.
But he makes a lot of sense, doesn't he?
He does. He knows what he's doing. And I'm trying my hardest. This is the important thing to him. It's not like the Grand Tour or Top Gear before that, you know, where we sort of engineer everything to fail, really. This is completely reality television. And I desperately try my hardest to do everything properly.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think, oh, I could do it a bit quicker if I do it this way. And then I get shouted at because there's a reason why you don't do it the way I've done it, which I didn't.
You've owned this farm for years, but the guy who was doing it, who you thought, you know, was okay, turns out to have been a bit of a genius because he was brilliant and he was able to do it just quietly, and now you're taking it on.
Well, it's like all farmers are perfectly capable once they've had years and years of practice and grown up on farms as often as not. They know what they're doing. I've spent 30 years driving around corners while shouting, which in no way set me up growing wheat, barley and oilseed raping. Rearing sheep. But yeah. I didn't think it would be that difficult. I mean, Howard, who had been running it for me in the past, he retired, you know, he's getting on a bit. So he retired and I thought, well, I'll do it. All farmers are 60 and it can't be that difficult. It is. It really is a difficult job.
It is a very difficult job. I mean, I'm just looking at, you know, when you think you've got something done, you're then told, oh, no, that's that bit. But now you have to move the sheep to this place or you have to sow these. You know, it's mad.
It's relentless. You could never go home when you finished your day's work because you've never finished it. And then you don't sleep because it's pouring with rain and you know that something that should be growing isn't growing. So, yeah, no, but nevertheless, it sort of keeps you awake, keeps you in the fresh air. I don't have to commute anywhere. I don't have to go through Heathrow to get to my job, which I normally did. So I'm loving it.
And, I mean, the reviews for this series have been amazing so far. I mean, like The Guardian, for example, say, if you've an opinion about Jeremy Clarkson and who doesn't, this isn't going to change anything about that. But if you like him already, you'll really like him mucking a farm up. It's simply just really good TV. And all the reviews are pretty good. So you've kind of hit the nail. I think this is going to be one of those ones that is going to warm people's hearts to you, perhaps.
Well, I think it'll warm them to the countryside. It'll warm them to farming. I mean, I don't know. It's a bit more real me than the me you've seen on Top Gear and the Grand Tour. But because this is completely unscripted. We didn't know what we were doing from one day to the next. The cameras would turn up one day and we couldn't plan what was going to be filmed. You just filmed what I happened to be doing that day, which was never what I thought it was. And you see the highs and the lows and the trials and the tribulations. And you do get a couple of laughs on the way, but it's a smaller program than anything I've ever done before. It's smaller and more gentle, and it's sort of pleasant, really. It's a nice little watch.
Mm. And there is, I mean, you're saying that, you know, you see it, it's raw or whatever. There is a very tender moment as well where you look visibly shaken. There's no words really in it, you know, down at the abattoir. That's warm. That's cuddly. That's cuddly Germany.
Well, nobody likes killing animals, and those poor sheep, they had to go to the abattoir. There was nothing else for it. And I could have got someone else to take them, but I thought, no, if you're going to farm sheep, Jeremy, you've got it to do. So I took them down, and most normal people don't like killing animals, and I'm no exception. I like eating them, and I know they've got to
do. That's the next scene, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, I did eat them, and they gave me appalling heartburn. From beyond the grave, they stuck a finger finger in my eye.
That's
The lamb is delicious, but somehow that mutton really, really gives me heartburn.
And Jeremy, you have got a new kind of, you know, James May, Richard Hammond, forget about them. Caleb Cooper is the new man. And he's 21 years of age. And my God, what a career he's had. So he's a real worker, isn't he?
He's a real worker and he's a phenomenally good tractorist, a very good farmer, very entrepreneurial. Wise beyond his years, never been outside the village where he was born. He came to London once on a school art trip, but he never got off the bus. He thought there were too many people. But he's very, very young. And he'd been doing the tractor driving on the farm for years. And we were looking for someone. I thought, well, if we're going to do this TV show, we'll have to have someone in. And we just got Caleb to do it. And he's just a television natural, I think you'll agree. He's just one of those people that the camera just warms to him straight away. He's very funny, never read a book. Never been on a plane, never been abroad, doesn't know where Ireland is, you know, hasn't got a clue. He doesn't know anything.
And, I mean, the thing about him, I've got a little bit of him here, actually, where you were discussing drills. I'll just have a listen to this. Here we go.
We'd then have to plant the seeds using something called a drill. And how long would that take?
A bit longer, because what drill have you got?
A red one.
A red one.
It's coloured red. It's red. Or is it orange? It's ready orange.
Ready orange.
That's great.
Yeah, and it turned out to be yellow. I was right.
Yeah, I know.
It's neither red nor orange.
But I mean,
I've now got a red one. I've got a new drill. I'm pleased with my new drill.
Yeah, actually, Jeremy, one of your helpers, I suppose, is your partner Lisa, who is Dub. She's from Dublin, I believe.
She is a Dubliner. Yeah, absolutely. Very much so. Ballsbridge. She is, and.
Is she from a farming background, or she seems to know what she's talking about?
Dad was an architect, so no, not at all. She's. We started a farm shop, Italy Squat Farm Shop.
Yeah.
She's sort of become a shopkeeper, and if you'd have looked at Lisa 4 years ago, they said, what woman would be least likely to be running a farm shop in the Cotswolds in 4 years' time? You just said Lisa, but, you know, she's doing it and she's just loving it. You know, milk and the honey and the bread. Now we've got a little bar up there, which she's taken to like a duck to water.
Lovely. Well, listen, are you going to keep going with it then?
The cameras stopped rolling last September, but I've just kept going.
Excellent.
We've been editing it all this time. Yeah.
Well, it's on from today. Amazon Prime is the place. It's called Clarkson's Farm. Highly recommended. All the reviews are saying it's absolutely brilliant. And just on your other TV career, Jeremy, are you going to continue on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and all that biz?
Well, you need to do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to earn a living, because farming doesn't pay.
Brilliant. Listen, continued success. Lovely talking to you today, and have a great weekend. Thanks a million.
You too. Take care.
Cheers. Bye.